We are at North Salmon Creek. We're at the northern parking lot here just north of Bodega Bay on the beautiful Sonoma Coast.
Sea Higgins is with the Sonoma Coast Surfrider Chapter.
We're small, but we're mighty. We cover a lot of coastline, and we really depend on our volunteers and supporters to come out and help us with this mission of preserving and protecting the coast. Today, what we've been doing is cleaning back all the brush, kind of finding where the original trail was and what was left of it so that we could work with those materials. We're working with creating better drainage and then putting in new gravel so that the path is level and safe and wider. And then we're also repairing the broken steps that were made with the original railroad ties, putting in some new ones.
About 20 volunteers, both from the local Surfrider chapter and the local environmental nonprofit, Stewards of the Coast and Redwoods, are hard at work today. This is the first of four access points they plan to improve. But there is also a backstory. The workers are volunteering, taking a day off their normal jobs. But the materials have been purchased with settlement money. 3 years ago, the Russian River Watershed Protection Committee sued the Sonoma County Water Agency for what it saw as a flawed plan to improve salmon habitat at the mouth of the Russian River.
It would attempt to change the way the river enters the ocean.
Brenda Alderman is with the Watershed Protection Committee, or RRWPC. Her group thought that the plan to create a lagoon at the mouth of the river, blocking it from its normal course, was too piecemeal, that it failed to look at the river system as a whole. 1 year later, the agency and the RRWPC settled in court for a little under $50,000. Some of that money went to attorney's fees. The rest is being used to improve recreational areas along the coast. Aside from repairing trails, this collection of organizations will update signs and improve wheelchair access. C. Higgins with Surfrider says the changes at Salmon Creek are sorely needed.
It's been about 20 years since these trails have been redone.
And in that time, they've become eroded, overgrown, and the signs present outdated information. Alderman says she's pleased with the outcome of the settlement. Aside from the improvements to public access, the water agency will also be altering how it monitors the Russian River estuary. Out on the coast, Higgins is pleased to be near the ocean on such a beautiful day. But for an avid surfer like her, it's hard not to be in the water.
And it's torturing me to look at this beautiful swell coming in, but hopefully the reward at the end of a long workday is that we all get to jump in.
For now, though, it's hauling gravel and clearing brush, with plenty of work ahead of them. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in Bodega Bay.